We're the first, actually, company, not just utility, in the United States to have a permit from the FAA to fly what is called beyond visual line of sight missions. We have flown multiple visual line of sight missions in Minnesota, North Dakota, Texas, and Colorado. This milestone is specific to beyond visual line of sight.
Okay, and that's a little bit more complicated, I assume, in terms of making sure that everything's safe, right, because the drone is out of sight.
That is correct, and that's what makes our partnership with the FAA so critically important. Their mission, or one of their prime missions, is to ensure safe airspace, as is ours. So we're working closely with them to make sure all the technology and protocols exist for beyond visual line of sight missions to keep the airspace safe.
Yeah, and that's something that I know a lot of folks would be concerned about. We see a lot of drone operation in populated areas by amateurs, and you know there are a lot of folks who are concerned about safety there. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, and I realize we can get pretty far into the weeds on this, but can you talk a little bit about some of the safety precautions that you're taking in Colorado and then what I assume would be translated into your operations in Minnesota when you start doing that here as well?
Yes, so I'll try not to get too far into the weeds, Bill, but it's not unlike an air traffic controller. What people saw today in our demonstration was a drone take off and fly away beyond anyone's sight and travel about 3 miles and then come back and land. And it flew along our transmission line, so it was also taking pictures, which we will use to inform how we maintain that line. But on the site, after the drone left our visual site, people could go into a truck and actually look at maps that had on them all of the air traffic in the area. And so, not unlike an air traffic controller, we were managing the airspace that drone was in. In addition, the drone is equipped with technologies that if it gets lost, it knows how to land safely. If it fails, it knows how to safely land without hitting anything. It has, it's not exactly radar, but it has technology on board to also note where there are other aircraft coming in close proximity to it. So it is a mini version of an airplane.
And let's talk a little bit about some of the advantages of this. I assume that you can cover more line length faster. Is there a situation where it's safer to do it than to have people there inspecting the lines? Or talk a little bit about that, if you would.
We inspect our lines every year to ensure safe and reliable operations. And in the past, we've used helicopters or foot patrols, people walking the line. So what a drone does is it's much less expensive. It's 20% the cost of either one of those. In addition to that, it gets us much better data. So if you can imagine a helicopter flying above a transmission line, it's pretty far away. A drone can get up close and personal. A drone can hover. A drone can change the angle of how it's viewing the asset. So it can look at an asset from 360 degrees, in effect, where a helicopter really can't. So not only is it significantly less costly, it also provides us better inspection data. And thirdly, it actually reduces environmental impact and reduces safety hazards. So a person walking a line, especially think about it in a mountain terrain or a hilly terrain or any sort of forest terrain, is hazardous. A helicopter flying above can be hazardous. If we need to bring in heavy equipment to inspect the line much more up close and personal, that has an environmental impact. So it's less costly, it gets us better information, and it reduces both environmental and safety hazards.
And I suppose that, I know you've taken precautions to avoid this, but if there is some sort of an accident and a drone gets too close, nobody gets killed.
Correct. Because of all the safety protocols that are on the drone and in the other technologies managing the drone, as well as it's a 40-pound thing, so it's not going to do a lot of damage if it does crash.
Yeah, I understand. I was speaking more in terms of if it's getting too close to a high voltage line, as an example, or the helicopter, that would be, well, you would see crew members potentially, I guess, their lives being threatened on that. But here you don't have a person, at least, up there.
Yeah, so. And that's absolutely true. Yeah. And that's what I refer to as reducing safety hazards.
Yep, understand. Okay. And Minnesota, you're looking at sometime next year to use this on lines here?
Yeah, so again, I want to differentiate. We've already flown drones in Minnesota, used them extensively, actually, but not beyond visual line of sight. So our work with the FAA is specified to the airspace just north of Denver, and that takes us through basically the end of the year, and then that will inform how we expand it to our other jurisdictions. But I want to be sure that you understand, we're not limiting our drone use in other states. It's just the beyond visual line of sight use.
Right, I understand that. Yeah, and you're thinking beyond visual line of sight in Minnesota at some point in some areas next year.
Yes, next year.